Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Francis, you know you're one of my best friends, right?
Oh yeah.
No, you don't say it like you're surprised. I don't understand why you say it like you're surprised.
No, I'm not surprised.
Okay, good. Don't be surprised, bud. And you know I asked you to come into the studio today.
Yeah.
But you don't know why I've asked you into the studio.
Well, I mean, I assume it's to record something.
Yes, yeah, it's obviously to record something because we're sitting here recording, right? It's obviously. But look, I didn't just call you into the studio just to do nothing.
Yeah, I mean, we could have met in Notting Hill.
Yeah, we could have done, but I wanted to record it. So obviously I have a cool announcement to tell you.
All right.
Yeah. What do you think it is?
You're going to keep the dog.
No, it's my mum's dog. It's not my dog.
So you're not going to keep
the dog? No, I'm not going to keep the dog. Guess again. I got a big announcement to tell you.
Have you joining the Navy?
No, I'm not joining the Navy.
You're not joining the Navy?
No, I'm not joining the Navy.
Why not?
Well, because I haven't trained for it. I haven't.
You don't train before you get.
Do you not?
No, that's the whole point of joining, is that you get trained.
Okay, I'm not joining the Navy. No, it's not my career path that I want to
pick. You don't have a passion for.
I don't have a passion for the Navy.
This country.
No, I have a passion for this country. Look, you've now gone totally off topic.
Do you think this country's great?
Yeah, I do think this country's great.
Great.
Yeah. Anyway, the reason why I brought you in the studio today is because I have an announcement.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Let's do it.
No, it's not. We're not doing it. You said it like you went, let's do it, as in like you knew what I was about to say.
Let's do the announcement.
I'm doing the announcement.
All right. Jamie is going to.
Yeah.
What?
I am, Francis Bull, going back on Strictly Come Dancing this year.
Really?
Yeah.
But I thought you got kicked off.
No, I didn't get kicked off. I hurt my foot last year.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I had to retire.
Wow, so you could win it.
I could win it. I'm going back on Strictly this year, buddy.
Well, who's your dance partner?
I don't know anything about it. All I know is that I'm going on Strictly, we're dancing, it's happening this year, my foot is healed, I'm ready to go.
I think there's going to be a lot of people watching that.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the biggest season ever. Because everyone's going to be stuck, locked down at home.
Yeah, and I'm going to be dancing on TV, screaming your name, Francis, look at me!
Oh. Wait, so can I come on it?
You want to dance on it?
Yeah, do you need a partner? Or?
It's not how it works. What happens is that you go on the show and you get given one of the dance partners who are professionals. You're not a professional dancer. So.
Well, a lot of people beg to differ.
Who begs to differ?
The people that have paid me to dance.
What are you talking about? What, you're straight? People have paid you to dance?
Yeah, rappers.
Who else?
Do you know, I once went to the Royal Ballet, mm-hmm. and I sat backstage and watched them all go on, and then I took them all out to dinner. I took the whole Royal Ballet out to dinner.
Come on, did you actually?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was cool.
Okay, well, listen, you haven't really got excited about...
They're much smaller than you'd think in real life.
What, ballet dancers?
Yeah. I thought they'd be like really tall, but that's quite
small. No, they're small because they have to be thrown in the air, right?
Yeah, that's why.
And they have to be light. Hey, listen, you haven't really commented. Frances Bull, my best friend, I'm going on Strictly Come Dancing.
I think you're going to win it.
Yeah, so do I.
How much... What are the odds now?
You're about to say, how much money do you win?
How much money do you win and what's my cut?
Instead of thinking how much money you win, what are the odds? Think about what you're going to put a bet on.
Yeah, what are the odds?
Is that like an expression? What are the odds? As in like, what are the odds?
Yeah, what are the odds of that happening?
So you're not actually, what are my odds to win it?
Both. What are the odds of you actually winning?
So do it in the expression that you do it.
What are the odds of you winning?
Okay, and?
And,
What are the odds?
What are the odds of you being on that show? It's even odds that you'll be on the show, right?
I don't think it is. It's been announced, so you can't make a bet now because I've just announced it.
Yeah,
to
it's
you.
Even money.
It's not even even. I think you'd probably lose if you tried to put a bet on. I think if you listen, anyone who's listening right now, don't go and put a bet on me appearing on Strictly because it's been announced. So
has it been announced?
Yes, that's why I'm announcing it to you.
All right, okay.
Has it been announced?
But then, okay, so then who do we know who else is in it?
Do you know what? I don't know.
Do you think Piers Morgan's in it?
I don't know. Who else do you think would be doing it this year?
Piers Morgan, mm-hmm. Piers Corbin,
yeah,
Piers Brosnan.
Yeah. Any more Piers?
Piers. Do you know any other Pierses?
Mr. Piers, he was a teacher at my school.
Piers Branson.
Just making up names. Who would you love if you went, okay, my buddy Jamie's on Strictly. I'm going to turn the telly on. BBC One, here I go, boosh. And it was Jamie, and who would you love to see standing next to me?
James Argent.
Arch, my boy Arch.
Arch, yeah, why wouldn't he?
I love Arch. I think, no, I don't know, maybe Arch would do it. Rumours are Bill Bailey might be doing it.
Oh, Bill Bailey.
Yeah.
I reckon you look a bit like Bill Bailey.
Bill Bailey is a guy with a mullet but bald.
I mean, if you didn't get the hair transplant.
Why would I look like Bill Bailey? How would I look like Bill Bailey in any way?
It's obviously wound you up a bit.
I don't look like Bill Bailey.
You do a bit look like Bill Bailey.
Well, in what way do I look like?
Let me just find a picture.
Yeah, get a picture of Bill Bailey up. So to all of you listeners who are listening to this bonus episode and this announcement that I'm on Strictly Come Dancing 2020, very exciting. To anyone who watched me last year and I got kicked out, I apologise. Hopefully I'm going to do you proud this year. So tune in. It's going to be starting soon.
Yeah, you do look a bit like Bill Bailey.
Bill Bailey has a goatee and a moustache.
Yeah, if you ignore that stuff.
If I ignore the moustache and the goatee and the mullet.
And you just had white hair.
And I had a pinstripe suit. I'd look nut. Okay, I tell you what we're going to do. Go onto our Instagram. We're going to do a picture of Bill Bailey right next to me. Do you think we look similar? If you've got a picture of Woody Harrelson, then maybe.
No, look, if you imagine without the hair... Just blonde, bleached blonde hair, without the goatee.
He has blue eyes.
Yeah.
We have green eyes.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, yeah, we do, buddy. Oh. Yeah. Go onto our Instagram, our private podcast. We're going to be putting a picture of Bill Bailey and me together as a mashup, and we're going to see if we look similar, because we don't look similar.
All right.
But I look like Woody Harrelson, Gordon Ramsay, or Judge Rinder, Rob Rinder. Those are the real common ones that come up.
Yeah.
You look a bit like Ed Norton.
That's actually... Do you know what? A lot of people have said that.
Yeah, you look a bit like Ed Norton. I've already had this conversation.
Do you know,
I
was in the box once, and the waiter thought I was Edward Norton, and he took me into this like back, like VIP area.
And then you took all the ballet school out for dinner again.
No, I took the ballet school out for dinner. But not the raw ballet.
Hey, just quickly, are you excited? Are you happy for me?
I'm psyched.
There we go, buddy.
Because I think loads of people are going to listen to it.
Mm. Listen to our podcast or listen to Strictly?
I mean, watch the podcast. Listen to Strictly. Is it a tap dancing episode?
Oh, hey, all you private partners, thanks for supporting us always. Get ready for me on Strictly 2020, starting in October.
Wait, what, October?
I think it's starting in October, yeah, yeah. Oh. Get ready for it, Francis.
So the kids will be back at school?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Doesn't mean anything.
What? What do you mean? The kids have come back to school way before. They go back beginning of September.
Yeah.
It starts in October.
Wait, so what about, you know, with the whole coronavirus thing? Did people at boarding schools, like...
They might have to wear a mask.
Did they have to go home?
They had to go home.
They had to go home, like...
Yeah.
All of them?
Well,
even at school?
Yeah, my little brother...
What about the ones who were, like, who lived in, like...
I don't know. My little brother, who is 16 now, he was at boarding school. He had to go home since February.
Really?
Yeah, just gone back just now.
Really?
Anyway, to all you listeners, we love you. That's what we want to say. Thank you for being excited about me being on Strictly 2020 as much as Francis is.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I think you're going to win it.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm going to look and find out the odds of you being on it, because I'm going to put a bet on that now.
Make sure you keep watching the podcast and listen to Strictly coming up soon.
See you later.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.